This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I want you. I need you. All right, let's go to these calls fast. Right, everybody in. Mark in Arizona. You're on the air. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, thank you, Alex. Your products are top notch. I'm so glad you guys are touching on Soros. I mean, even on the Wikipedia page, I forced myself to watch 7 hours of his open borders lectures. We just stood at a podium and just lectured on and on and on about how democracy has to be tested and no government is viable and it needs just be run by one person. I mean, that's all I got out of it.
Oh, my God. Exactly. The Davos Forum is like Bilderberg in public now. The most outrageous evil stuff. We need $100 trillion every decade in the first 10 years, and then $200 trillion the next, given to private interests who know how to run things best. Like, he wants $100 trillion taxpayer money. I mean, what a pig.
I know.
Imagine how entitled he feels, though. He was a Nazi collaborator when he was 14, 15, 16, ferreting and rounding up thousands of people to their deaths. And now he runs everything and just gets away with it and has all these fawning leftists worshiping him.
Yeah, disgusting. And now with this pedophile stuff that's coming out, you know, I mean, at every corner. I grew up in Hollywood, and, I mean, that was the underlying joke. You know, I had best friends that were actors, and, you know, all of a sudden they were gone, you know, from one day to the next. And so I just can't. I'm sickened by what's going on.
Mark, God bless you. Thanks for the call. Great point. Let's go ahead and talk to, who's been holding the longest here, Tom in Canada. Thank you for holding. You're on the air. Then Bobby.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Hey, what an honor. Can I join you in a war cry to start this off?
Bobby, I think that's something you need to do.
Ah! New world order!
Can we come in, actually, in the next segment with the Mike Judge intro? What's on your mind real quick, brother from Canada?
So I'm just really sick of the lies of the New World Order, Alex. And I've been listening to a podcast, Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole. And so I just want to read you a quote from Edward Bernays' book, Crystallizing Public Opinion.
Yes.
Page 89, The Group and Herd. Says, not so long ago, every intelligent man knew the world was flat. Today, the average man has a belief just as firm and unknowing in the mysterious force which he has heard called atomic energy. So my question is NASA recently released images.
Sir, he was being sarcastic. He meant they were wrong before, but now they know about atomic energy. It's tongue-in-cheek. Yes, I've read the book.
He says every intelligent man knew. He says now the average man.
Which he means they were ignorant but thought they were intelligent. We can change public view. Now they know there's invisible atomics. Yeah, I know there are people who say atomic bombs don't exist, and we can't leave the Earth, and we don't have space travel, and the Earth's flat. It is the biggest load of horse crap ever. But I get people don't trust the system so much. I appreciate your call. We can have a whole flat Earth discussion. They'll say that I'm endorsing it. No, I'm not. All right? I just don't have time for it. I'm hurrying. Sorry. Let's go. Ed has been holding longest after that. Dennis in Virginia. May not get to the other. Sorry. Go ahead, Dennis.
Yes, Alex. I'm addressing a specific point that you raised during your discussion with Manson and even before about the Pope. And you obviously feel the Pope is associated with ISIS, which I agree. But did you know that the Pope reports to another Pope?
I mean, I know that once you're a Jesuit, supposedly whoever the top Jesuit is, he reports to the black pope. Yes, they claim that. So that's what I mean. It's not even a pope. You're not supposed to have a Jesuit as a pope because it's supposedly this police force and it's supposed to be separate. And then it just goes on and on. All I know is the guy is completely transparent. I mean, I'm wondering what comes next, you know?
Well, the main thing is that, you know, I've followed you for years and years and given out many of your videos and tapes for 10 years at least. And you have had people on like Fritz Sprengmeyer. And you haven't had on F. Tupper Saucy, but he has a book called Rulers of Evil. I recommend you read that book. But I would think that you would want to explore about the Black Pope and his control.
I will. Listen, this Pope's so obviously evil, I'm going after him, so yeah.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of Bee Spa Hand and Foot Cream. Bee Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. Bee Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but Bee Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah. InfoWars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Sammy Hagar, I Can't Drive 55. I wanted to hear what he had to say there because he's got some lyrics we need to hear. But we're going to pick it up right here with this. This was the 115th anniversary of the first speed limits enacted by law that happened this last Saturday. That was the anniversary. You know, we look back at speed limits and what's happened in the last 115 years. We've seen them used by the federal government as an instrument of control, taking over our interstate systems. And, you know, we put these interstate systems out here. And we can tell you what the speed limit is going to be, and you're going to extend that everywhere else, or we're going to cut your subsidies. So they take our money, and then they bribe us with the money that we send in. They bribe us with our own money. We're going to be talking in this hour, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to an author, Matt McKinley, who's written a book of fiction called Texas Shrugged. You know, kind of like Atlas Shrugged. We're going to talk about the ideas of Texas leaving the Union. You know, we've talked about the Britain exit, Britain leaving the EU. We gave eight reasons that were put out there by the London mayor, Boris Johnson, as to why Britain would be better off outside of the EU. And every one of those reasons are reasons that any state, but especially Texas, pretty much, there are some states that get a lot of money from the federal government in terms of subsidies, like South Carolina, but Texas is not one of those. And we'd be better off even if it made us poor. It wouldn't make us poor, but we would be far better off because we wouldn't have the government manipulating us like they do. And, of course, what we see happening in the bathrooms today with Obama, the Department of Education, saying they're going to withdraw some grant money from all the different states if we don't implement their bathroom regulations. This is a problem that did not exist. This is a problem that they're creating, a problem that they're using as an instrument of social control, saying that if you don't let boys into the girls' bathrooms and showers, then we're going to take away the lunch money for the poor children. That's what we see from the federal government. That's what we've seen on the highways. And let me tell you something. If you want to cripple a country, you control their transportation. Remember that the interstate system itself was a military idea. It was something that Eisenhower put in. He tried to move, and he wrote a small book about it. He tried to move a military convoy in the Northeast. He talked about how difficult it was to get it from one point to the other. Then when World War II happened and they saw the German Autobahn, which was built by Hitler in order to let the military move quickly from one side of the country to the other, he said, we need that. So it was fundamentally a military operation. And controlling transportation is fundamentally a military idea. If you're going to take over a country, take over a population, and control them, what are you going to do? You're going to shut down their transportation. So we see a story like this, the passing of the horse. This was on Road and Track this last weekend, talking about the 115th anniversary. And if you think that it's only speed limits, look at some of the things that were proposed in the early years of the horseless carriage. They say in 1894, Vermont implemented their imitation of Great Britain's Red Flag Act, where all motor carriages required a little man, I guess it had to be a little man, a little man to walk in front, waving a red flag to ensure that madness and mayhem would never befall bystanders. And allegedly, Pennsylvania nearly passed a law requiring motorists, whenever they would encounter errant livestock, to come to a complete stop, then completely disassemble their cars and hide the parts behind nearby bushes. That bill was fortunately vetoed by the governor. Now, what they did in Connecticut, where they passed the first speed limit in 1901, they restricted cars to 12 miles an hour in the city, 15 in the countryside. That's probably about the speed at which a Google car drives today. And if you think that they're not going to do this, if you think they're not going to get totally crazy, just look at this story out of South Carolina. Mother lets her son drive a golf cart at a resort and gets jailed for child abuse. Now, this kid was 11 years old. This is at the luxury resort, Bald Head Island in South Carolina. Her 11-year-old son asked if he could drive the golf cart back to their $1,000-a-day rented cottage. It was dusk. There was no traffic on the path, and his father would be sitting next to him in this dangerous golf cart. Because, you know, even a golf cart needs to have a computer driving it for our safety. And they say in the next 4 hours, the mother says she was pinned to the ground by police, repeatedly accused of being drunk. She was then frog marched barefoot aboard a ferry in handcuffs and jailed in leg irons and charged with child abuse. Now, we're not going to go into all the details of everything that happened here. Interestingly enough, they say on this island where they have replaced cars with golf carts, you have to be 16, you have to have a valid driver's license to drive a golf cart on Bald Head Island. They say there's been fatal accidents there from people who fell out of carts. Really? You know, I just look at that and it's like, give me a break. You know, people die in bathrooms falling out of, you know, falling in their tubs more than just about anywhere else. Do we need to have a license to take a bath? Do we need bathroom inspectors? Do we need permission? Is it child abuse to bathe your child in a bathtub? Because, you know, people die in the bathrooms. And so I guess we need to have Big Brother, Big Nanny State, and there. This is the insanity. And when I looked at this, I remember my dad telling me that he was driving cars when he was 8 years old. They didn't have driver's licenses back then, or if they did, they didn't pay attention to them. And when we were in Virginia, when I went there with Joe Biggs and we were looking at a shooting incident that had happened there, we tried to rent a boat, and we were told that you had to have a license to drive a low-power motorboat in Virginia. But, of course, they had grandfathered this in. If you were born, if you were old enough that you were maybe in your mid-50s or older, like me, they grandfathered it in, literally, because they knew that people our age have been driving boats for a long time without a license, and we're not going to put up with this BS. And it is total BS. Where is this headed? Look at this article. This was via Drudge Report, Breitbart. Uber's CEO wants to fix your commute. Now, when he's talking about fixing your commute, what you need to understand is he's really talking about fixing the market with crony capitalism. This is Uber's founder. He called on local regulators. He's in Europe. Called on local regulators in Europe to promote the financial incentives car owners could benefit from if they were to pick up a neighbor and share their ride to work. He met with regulators at the European Commission earlier in the day to talk about how cities can solve problems like traffic, parking, and having too many cars on the road. You know, cars that don't belong to him. Because he's going to be the person who is Uber all A's transportation. He's going to own all the cars. He's going to control all the cars. He is preaching to the choir. The government has always wanted to get us out of our cars. They want to eliminate private transportation. They want to control all movement. And now they have, through this new technology, the means on which they're going to do this. And what you're seeing here is a massive alignment of a few multinational mega corporations and a kind of crony capitalist play where they're going to control transportation. They're going to own every single car because it's not just giving you a financial incentive. They're going to give you massive disincentives. They're going to come in with regulations that are as oppressive and as crazy as some of the stuff that was proposed in 115 years ago as cars were first coming out. They're going to put you out of your car. And look at what's happening here. They're told they're going to do this to make the roads safer. And yet, as we try to do that at the local level, at the state level, what do? These crony capitalist companies like Lyft and General Motors get together, set up their partnership that they're going to put in San Francisco. But we now have an official global lobbying group that is composed of Ford, Volvo, Uber, Lyft, and Google. And they are going to the federal government, they're going to the European Union, and they're saying, we're going to shut down any concerns about safety regulations that are enacted at the local level or at the state level or at the national level. They keep going to a higher level. We've seen this happen with food safety. And one of the ways that they do this to get rid of local opposition is to offer them giant grants. That's the way they control us, isn't it? We see Denver is now making a pitch to a transportation secretary so they can win a $50 million grant. It's part of their ego to say, we are a high-tech city. Look at us. We're the first ones to have a self-driving network here, but we can also get $50 million grant from the Federal Department of Transportation. What is this fundamentally about? It's about controlling your movement. It's also about surveillance. Remember, Drudge Report, the end of last week, had this Wired article up. New surveillance system may let cops use all of the cameras. They point out there's 30 million or so surveillance cameras that are peering into nearly every corner of the lives of Americans. They say it might freak you out, and you tell yourself, oh, no one could access all of that. But now computer scientists, of course they can. Okay, there's not going to be any limits on that. The government has multiple agencies that can go in and hack that. That's what they exist for. That's their primary mission, is to spy on American citizens. And, of course, there are individuals, malevolent individuals, and other governments who want to do that as well. Computer scientists have created a way of letting law enforcement tap any camera that isn't password protected. What do you think is going to happen to the cameras, to the black boxes that they are going to be mandating towards the end of this year to put into your cars? What's going to happen with all that data? Remember when we talked about Jade Helm? The issue was mastering the human domain. Now, everybody got excited about whether or not there are going to be troops on the ground. But we talked about what was really fundamentally at issue here. Geospatial intelligence. That has been the fastest growing division of espionage that our federal government has been working on the last 15 years. James Clapper has been at the forefront of geospatial intelligence. What do they do with that? They look at your activity, activity-based intelligence. They map that geographically, and that's their human domain analytics. Put that together, and they give the speeches at these geospatial intelligence conferences talking about mastering the human domain before they used it as a subtitle for that. That's what it's really about. It's about the data. And the data is the tool for military control. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Alex Jones here with an emergency breaking news alert. Now is the time to get prepared. We have never seen the elite escalating their own preparedness process like we're seeing right now. This is a key indicator that the global crisis that is being orchestrated by the New World Order to bring in planetary government is being kicked into a new phase. We hope we have more time to wake people up and get ready, but we're preparing for the worst right now. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. In the month of May, we are urging our listeners and viewers to get prepared. And the most important item is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's why we're offering 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com until the month ends. The globalists do not want us to be self-sufficient. It is key that we be prepared and able to take care of ourselves. One of those incredibly important items is Nascent Iodine. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and get 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Take action today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, "Let me see." Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 5505.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Monday, May 23rd, 2016. In the next segment, we're going to be talking to the author of a fiction book called Texas Shrug, as in Atlas Shrug, but about Texas independence. I think it's going to be very interesting. I think it'll be a fun conversation. I want to talk about what's going on in California. There is a sweep of 11 fast-tracked anti-gun bills coming up in California. Guns.com has called it the gunpocalypse. I'll tell you what's going to be happening there. We're also going to talk about Tom Brokaw, coming after guns at a commencement address at the University of Mississippi in just a moment. Before we do, I want to let you know that we have a sale that we've extended for Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 20% off. That's 20% off our Nascent Iodine, Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsLife.com for a limited time only. There's no question we've reached a tipping point on a global scale now more than ever. It's time to prepare your family with things like water, food, heirloom seeds, and our flagship formula, Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine. So for a limited time, we have 20% off of that. Also, if you want to sign up for our free InfoWars newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter, you will get not only 50% off Hillary for President t-shirts and Come and Take It t-shirts, but you will also get specials sent to you on an ongoing basis, as well as unique content that only comes out on the InfoWars newsletter. Again, that's a free email newsletter. If you sign up for that, you'll get 50% off our two best-selling t-shirts, Hillary for President t-shirt and the Come and Take It t-shirt. You can do that at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and you'll see these promo codes that you can use to sign up for that. All right, now what's going on in California? We've got a situation here where you've got a couple of Democrats, one who is the President Pro Tem of the Senate, another one who is a Lieutenant Governor, who both want to run for governor. They're competing with each other to see who can do the most abridgment of our fundamental rights to protect ourselves in California. And this has been called, these are 11 different gun regulations, as Guns.com has called it, the gunpocalypse. They say that they all passed the Senate last week. And they're now going to be coming up to the General Assembly. Now, Firearms Policy Coalition says it is nothing short of unconscionable that millions of law-abiding Californians are being used as chess pieces in a twisted political game to see who can race to the bottom first. And let me give you an example of what some of these regulations are. They say the measures include things like restrictions and mandatory registration on ghost guns, retroactive bans on currently grandfathered firearms and magazines going back to 1899, so all of your classic guns are going to get everything, folks. Outlawing the use of bullet buttons. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. I had to look that up. Founding a state-run firearm violence research center to study gun deaths and to generate lies about gun statistics. As a health care issue, they'll mark all gun theft a felony offense. They'll criminalize loans of guns between friends and requiring the reporting of stolen guns. Finally, three bills in the package would change how California defines ammunition, and they would mandate background checks for ammunition purchases, as well as collect and save sales tax information. So, folks, in California, you're about to lose every single bit of your gun rights by infringement. And we look at things like bullet buttons. I had to look this up, and it's like, what is this? California put regulations in to make it difficult to remove spent magazines. You know, you have interchangeable magazines and things like AR-15s. You can't pull those things out and put another one in unless you've got a special tool. So people came up with these bullet buttons as a workaround. And I've got to say that if you think that you're going to regulate this stuff out of business, wait until you do full gun prohibition in California and the rest of the United States. If Hillary wins, if these people in California win, and you go into full gun prohibition, you're going to see not things as simple as bullet buttons. You're going to see an explosion in technology. That always happens. It happened with alcohol. It happened with the prohibition of all kinds of drugs. You get more virulent forms of whatever it is that you don't like, that you think is too dangerous for people to have. So you wind up with things like meth, or you wind up with things like bathtub gin, or you change the consumption from primarily being beer before alcohol prohibition to hard liquor. You're going to get more of what you don't like. You're going to get it in a totally unregulated Wild West scenario. So you want to do this? Bring it on, folks. You're going to see something really ramp up here, but it's going to be very violent on our streets, because right now, people are shooting each other over drug prohibition. That's where most of this crime is happening. Wait until the weapons themselves start to become an object of innovation. Then we have Tom Brokaw. These type of people used to be the only sources of news. Let's play this clip from Tom Brokaw. Wait, let's wait until we come back from a break. You won't believe what he has to say. He says, more guns, more firearm tolerance will mean more homegrown acts of terror. That's it. If you own a gun, you're a terrorist, according to the guy who used to be one-third of the news nationwide, Tom Brokaw. We'll play that clip for you when we come back. You won't believe it. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Mel Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effect, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to the author of Texas Shrugged, Matt McKinley, in just a moment. Before we do, I want to play this clip from Tom Brokaw. As I point out, remember, this is the guy who used to have, what do you call it? You've got a monopoly, you got a duopoly. What do you have it call it when you've got three networks that control all your information? I guess you can call it tri-tyranny or something. I don't know. But let's listen to the guy who used to be one of the big three newscasters talk about guns at the University of Missouri commencement address. And, of course, they've now become political platforms for people like this to pontificate about their liberal views. Listen to what he has to say about firearms.
I'm still active in sports shooting, but I'm appalled by the determination of organizations and individuals to arm more people without any appreciation of the consequence of ever more lethal weapons in our midst. More guns and more firearm tolerance will mean more homegrown acts of terror. Yes, We have a constitutional right to own guns. I believe strongly in the Second Amendment. But with that right comes the personal obligation to be on guard against the promiscuous use of guns, not to pretend that no limits means no trouble.
There you go. We have to guard against the promiscuous use of guns. If you carry a gun openly and you're not wearing a uniform, that is promiscuous, is dangerous. No matter what our government does, no matter how much the federal government militarizes and federalizes our police, that's not a problem for people like Tom Brokaw. Because, you know, you and I can use it for sports. It's for hunting. It's not as a check against government abuse of power. No, the Second Amendment says that's what it truly is about. And what he wants to do is he wants to change your rights. He says, oh, I agree with the Second Amendment rights. No, he wants to change your rights into a government-granted privilege. And all we have to do is look at what's happening in California. They are prescribing that to the extent that they're essentially shutting it down. They don't want anybody but the government to own guns, and we know where that leads. He says, it said in 2013, it was a far-reaching claim for gun owners to say that firearms are necessary for protection against a tyrannical government. Well, he has an argument with the founders of this country. He has an argument with history, because we can show you over and over again, the first move of tyrants is to confiscate the guns. And when I look at the ridiculous issues that are being brought up in these commencement addresses, I saw this story from back in North Carolina, close to where we used to live. North Carolina high schools in Wake County are now getting rid of the idea that you would have a valedictorian and a salutatorian. Okay, those aren't inclusive enough. So we don't want to have any kind of meritocracy in America. No, we have to get rid of that. We have to dumb everybody down. We have to have not only a common core, but we have to have common results. This is a unanimous decision from the school board there in Wake County to not honor the people who are the first and second in their class in terms of grades. Because, you know, this is Lake Wobegon, where all the kids are above average. Disgusting. All right. Now, I've given you a lot of reasons why we need to get out of the federal government. We need to stop their control, their social engineering of everything that's going on in our country. We talked about this last week. We talked about the 8 reasons that Boris Johnson, mayor of London, gave for Britain to leave the EU. Every one of those reasons is intensified in the case of Texas, for example. He said, oh, they're giving us 2,500 regulations a year. We get 80,000 pages of regulations a year from the federal bureaucracy as American citizens. Everything that happens in Britain in terms of the net amount of money that they send into the European Union is greater when you look at what happens with Texas, for example. We would be better off. We would have that money to spend for ourselves. We would set up what our priorities are. And I think it's interesting when we look at the pushback that some of the liberal media has come out with. We saw this back in 2012. The Dallas Morning News said Texas can no longer complain that it gives more than it gets from the federal government. And they say, well, that was true for decades, that Texas received only 90 cents or less for every dollar that residents and businesses sent to Washington. But that's no longer the case. Why is that no longer the case? Well, demographic shifts and a surge in military spending in Texas had us cross the break-even line, according to them. Well, I have figures that show otherwise. But nevertheless, is that really a reason to stay in? See, what's happening with that demographic shift is the open borders. They're bringing in people, they're putting them on the welfare rolls, and they're paying them more on the welfare rolls than they pay our retired citizens who have paid into Social Security their entire working life. 15%, 15.62% of their gross wages go into Social Security. Yet those people are getting thousands of dollars less per year than people who are on welfare. And the government is bringing them in, mandating that we have absolutely no control over our borders, telling us what benefits have to be given to people, dictating that, and then saying, but look at how much money we're giving you. That's the way they blackmail us. And, of course, the more the federal government puts in terms of TSA agents or BLM agents, well, that's a benefit. Look, we're creating jobs in Texas. They've created swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. And then they say that is a net economic benefit for us. I don't think so. So we're talking to our author here who has a book called Texas Shrugged. It has a great cover. It looks like
the cover that you typically see of Atlas Shrugged, except the guy in gold is not holding up the world. He's holding up the United States. He's got a cowboy hat, he's got cowboy boots on, and his shoulder is right there where Texas is. Clear analogy to that. He's author of several books, Texas Shrugged, Quantum of Conscience. He says it's not political, but it's about time travel. Also another book called The Right Can't Win. We'll talk to him about that as well. The premise of the book, Texas Shrugged, according to the summary here, is even today, certain heirs of the founding fathers carry secret instructions passed down through the generations. The heir of George Washington combines the governor of Texas to restore the Constitution by peacefully seceding from the United States. Of course, Obama reacts unfavorably. Is peaceful succession possible? Yes. And he says it's the only way to win. So joining us now is Matt McKinley. Welcome, Matt.
Thanks, David. Glad to be here.
Great premise for your book. Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. Just like you said, it is Texas secession. It's fiction. However, it's a peaceful secession. And people say to me, well, how's that possible? And I said, well, think it through. What are you going to take up daggers and knives and pitchforks and torches and your shotguns and storm across the Oklahoma border? Impossible. The only way to do it, and I had to figure this out to make the book, of course, believable, I war gamed how this would happen, if it really would ever happen, is you would have to do it peacefully. You would have to basically do a flash mob, for example, where 4 or 5 million people stand up all at once and say, we've had enough. We've had enough of this system. We've had enough of the never-ending money printing, the QE, the never-ending debt, laws, rules, regulations, ordinance, executive orders. We've had enough. So in the book, an heir of the founding fathers, in this case George Washington, a descendant of George Washington, in the book, the premise is they do exist. There are reasons why these people stay in the shadows, and that's, we could debate that some other time, but that person combines with a fictitious governor of Texas. They go before the Alamo, and they announce to the world, we are out of this government. Of course, they play it up that there's going to be a big announcement, but nobody really knows what's coming. I think in the book, Obama is playing a game of pool, and the governor of Texas announces the secession. He said, what did he say? The governor's name is Joe Tanner in the book.
That's great. You know, when I look at this, you talk about how it might be a flash mob or something like that. I suggested that perhaps as Britain is having an election, they call it the Brexit, to see whether or not they should leave the European Union, we ought to try to have some kind of a referendum like that to see whether or not Texas should leave the Union. I know that the Republican establishment would not like that because they very much like to be players in Washington, don't they?
I don't think there is really two parties anymore. I mean, no. They're taking their cloaks off, and we see who really is in this one-party system. And, yeah, there should be a referendum, and I think there was, actually. What inspired me to write the book was right around 2012. Remember, people came out and said, if Obama's elected again, we're going to move to Canada. Texas is going to secede. Well, nobody ended up moving to Canada, but they did start a White House petition. Of course, I don't think that White House petition, and it did get the required number of signatures or online votes, they never responded to it. But they did respond to the White House. I think they have their own recipe on how to brew beer, and they did respond to that. That's really important.
Yeah, I signed that petition. You know, I'm for secession because I'm for local government. I'm for the government that is the closest to me, the government that is the most easily controlled. I think that when we look at historically, I was for Scotland leaving Britain, for Britain leaving the EU. I was for the Ukraine leaving Russia, for the Crimea leaving the Ukraine. And it's interesting when you look at these cases, the very people in our State Department and our news media, they were all for Ukraine leaving Russia, but then they opposed the idea that Crimea would leave the Ukraine. And it's like, really? I mean, they can't be consistent about any of this, and they will not support the idea of local governance. And you see this happening all across Europe as well, because people understand that globalism is determined to erase national sovereignty, and it is a consolidation of power. That is what the founders of this country feared more than anything, was a consolidation of power. That's why they divided power in Washington with the Constitution, and they divided power between Washington and the states who had created that. And now, over these centuries, we've seen that gradually erased. And now we're in a race to get rid of even the national boundaries to create a global governance. That's what these trade deals are all about.
You know, they've totally done away with the 9th and 10th Amendment. Totally done away. The Constitution is clear. It gives the federal government a short list of what they can do. And it says if it's not on this list, you may not do it. Well, since 1776 or 1791, when the Constitution was ratified, they've added tens of thousands of things onto that list. The founding fathers would be turning over in their graves today.
You know, there was an interesting article that came out this weekend from the Washington Post. It was on Drudge Report talking about these Americans are preparing for battle against their own government. And they talked about a very responsible person, B.J. Soper. They tried to make him look like a radical out in Oregon. But these are guys who've organized together. They prepare together for any kind of a natural disaster. They are they're working as responsible citizens in their community, helping people, cleaning up highways, doing these types of things. And yet they go to the Southern Poverty Law Center to try to make them look like they're radicals. But I think one of the interesting things that we see as this rises up is that we need to find ways that we can work together locally in our community. And I think a key thing is to realize that it isn't inevitable that we would have self-governance again, that we would have some say in our local government. That is the key thing about it. And as part of this article, they had a back and forth. They had a very short clip, about a minute each. They had this guy that they talked to, B.J. Soper. He talked about the land issues, and he read from the Constitution. And then they went to a constitutional professor, they said, a law professor. And he said, well, you know, words don't really mean the same thing they did 200 years ago. And it's like, really? What words would those be? 10 square miles, forts and ports, those don't mean the same thing that they did, you know, 250 years ago. Whatever you believe the Commerce Clause is, or whatever you believe and twist the Welfare Clause, or in the particular case of this law professor's answer, he was primed by the Washington Post to talk about the Sweeper Clause. All of those clauses are superseded by the 9th and 10th Amendment, and they are very concise, very clear. And the reason they're there is because people were worried that they might use the Constitution to expand and to concentrate power at the federal government.
Yeah, if I could bring the book back into it just for a moment. Sure. One of the things that the heir of George Washington does is, in fact, it turns out that the Bill of Rights is nothing is to him and to the family is a gauge to see how many rights can be or will be violated by this government. And that's what he takes to the governor of Texas. And he says, let me make the case. Every single one of the Bill of Rights has been violated or at least infringed upon by this government as of 2016. And that even includes Amendment 3. Jade Helm infringed upon the amendment that thought no one will ever, you know, this is never going to be an issue to have troops quartering in your home. As ridiculous as that seems today, that actually happened in Jade Helm, where certain ranchers were asked to put up troops on their property.
I would say, Matt, that the Third Amendment, having troops quartered in your home, could be applied to the NSA setting up espionage on your computers. They're literally sucking down the bandwidth that you're paying for, wherever your internet provider is, but they're literally living in your home, watching everything you do. You probably have less privacy with your computer and with the devices and the internet of things that you have in your house. As that increases, you probably have less privacy than somebody did at the colonial times that literally had troops living within their home. And so I think every one of these things has been violated. That's a really clever idea to use the Bill of Rights as a gauge. I think we're down at zero now.
That's interesting. I never thought about that you could interpret another violation of the Third Amendment as the NSA on your internet lines. Very interesting.
Let's talk a little bit about your other book, The Right Can't Win. Tell us the premise of that.
Premise of that, I just racked my brain for years thinking, how did we get to the state of affairs we are in this country? Endless laws, rules, regulations, ordinance, executive orders, what is it, tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of laws written across millions of pages of legalese. Let me repeat that to the audience. Millions of pages, and they say ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Well, they add 80,000 every year, and these are added. You know, we talked about taxation without representation. Today we have legislation without representation. These people who are writing these rules, these bureaucrats, they have a vested interest in creating these rules. There's absolutely no restraint on them. They don't have to have reasonable fines. They create the law, they enforce the law, and they create the penalties for these laws. And there is no presumption of innocence, and there is no representation of us in Washington. It's absolute tyranny, and it's 80,000 pages a year.
Yeah, I don't even think Congress doesn't pay attention anymore. Whether we could debate if Congress, they're puppets or they're real, we could debate that some other time. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, they don't pay attention anymore because there's so many bureaucracies, so much administration. Generally, whatever they did in the past has been taken out of their hands.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got to come up to a break shortly, but give us a real quick breakdown, kind of a tease about your other book, The Right Can't Win.
Yeah, it's just trying to determine how we got to the state of affairs with all these rules, regulations. Generally, the left, people that want to force-feed their castor oil down your throat, force-feed their political agendas down your throat, they all flock to Washington. People that just want to be left alone, people that truly understand freedom, don't flock to government. They don't flock to Washington. And that is a simple way to kind of describe why we're in the situation we're in today.
You know, I've seen that my entire life. I remember when I was in college, we had student government that was funded by our activities fees. And it was a small clique of people. It was the Black Students Union. It was the Gay Coalition that basically ran for office. Nobody else even paid any attention to this. They got themselves into office, and then they used our student fees to pay for their personal goodies. They got caught, but of course nothing happened to them. It was a perfect example of what I've seen my entire life with real government. They were training these people to be corrupt kleptocrats, and that's exactly what they were. From that day on, I've seen that enacted at every level of government, from student government to the White House. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Matt McKinley, Texas Shrugged.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to the author of Texas Shrug, Matt McKinley. And the Declaration of Independence was a document of secession. It said that governments were created to protect our individual liberties, and when government becomes destructive of our individual liberties, we have not only the right, but the duty to alter or abolish that government. When we look at it, it looks like Washington is pretty resistant to any kind of alteration, isn't it? What do we do? Do we leave this country? Where do we go if we don't like the situation in America? Where can we go where there's a freer country? There isn't one. We're going to have to create one. The only way that we're going to leave is to leave politically. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, that can't be done. You know, just look at the number. How could we survive without the federal government subsidizing what we do? And as I pointed out earlier, the government, the federal government, is opening our borders to an invasion. This truly is an invasion. At what point does immigration become an invasion? When people are openly opposed to your form of government, when they come in massive numbers, is that not an invasion? I think it is. I think what we have is not illegal immigration. We have illegal invasion that's being aided and abetted by a government that wants to erase our national borders, that wants to take our economy down. And when we look at it from an economic standpoint, what do we get from the federal government? We pay a lot of taxes, business, individual, and others, but when we lose the income from them, what would we lose? Would we lose the non-retirement benefits, the welfare program that they put on us as they bring these people in? Would we lose grants and contracts? Yes. We would lose some salaries and wages of federal employees. Some of those we would want to replace, some of those we wouldn't. But the bottom line is that we would be ahead by over $1 billion per week, really about $1.5 billion per week. Texas would be ahead if we stopped sending the money to Washington and stopped getting back what they give us. I think we could live with that. Before we go back to Arthur, real quickly, talking about Texas Shrugged, we have a special at InfoWars.com. If you sign up for our free InfoWars Underground Insider newsletter that you'll get by email, if you do that at InfoWars.com/newsletter, we'll send you a promo code. You can get 50% off our two most popular T-shirts, Hillary for Prison and Come and Take It. Again, sign up for our free InfoWars Underground newsletter. That's a free newsletter. Lets you know what's going on with unique content as well as specials that you'll get from time to time. Also, we have a 20% sale that's been extended on Survival Shield X2. That's our nascent iodine. I keep an emergency supply of nascent iodine for my family. I recommend you do the same while you still can. You need to prepare for your family. And this is a great time to do it. You can get it for 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. I don't know how much longer that's going to last, but that's our pure nascent iodine Survival Shield X2. Matt, give us an idea of what we can do at this point. I think it's very important to have a fictional story that lets us imagine freedom, that lets us imagine a peaceful transition of that, a scenario. I think that's a very healthy exercise of our imagination.
What can we do? I mean, look, the book is fiction. Okay, Texas, we don't need the feds knocking on my door here. The book is fiction. But just what you and Alex are doing, we need to wake people up. My goal, my mission in life has become to wake people up. I'll give you an example. People have no idea that for most of our existence, the federal government didn't collect any income tax. And then after Lincoln, in the end of the 1800s, they put in 3%, and people went up in arms. 3%! Imagine that, 3%. And then they took it away because it was deemed unconstitutional. And then they got the right judges on the Supreme Court, they put it back in, and then Woodrow Wilson came in, FDR, it jacked up to 92%, I believe, 90%.
That's right.
So people don't know our history. If they knew the history, they would see that the ridiculous size and nature of the federal government is completely unnecessary.
Absolutely.
Not only unnecessary.
We're out of time. TexasShrugged.com, a great book. And, you know, of course, Bernie Sanders says, hey, we should have 90%. And then they enact Obamacare, call it a tax that didn't pass a constitutional amendment. Join us tonight, InfoWars Nightly News.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.